Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning into Tech Vibe Radio tonight. It's the end of August. I do not know where summer has gone, but it's been a crazy summer, having way too much fun bringing you all the great stuff happening in Pittsburgh's technology and manufacturing communities here on Tech Vibe Radio. And no stranger to the show, we have Petra Mitchell joining us tonight. We have a whole show. I'm really excited about this. We're dedicating this to all the great things that Catalyst Connection has been doing over the years in their current service offerings with a focus on this ARCS program they have going on. It's just this fantastic setup that Petra can tell us a little bit more about in a minute, but also just overviewing the importance of manufacturing to the region and really some of the great services that are available to manufacturers out there. And so no stranger to the show, we have Petra Mitchell. So Petra, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. Just quickly, tell us about yourself real quickly, and then we'll jump into what Catalyst is all about.
Hello, Jonathan. Thanks for having me again. So as you know, Catalyst Connection is an economic development organization. We are dedicated to serving our region's small manufacturers. Those are companies with less than 500 employees at their location. And we provide them with a wide variety of technical assistance, management consulting, and workforce development services, with the idea is, being that as individual companies grow and improve their business, collectively they have this fantastic impact on the regional economy.
And tell us a little bit about that impact, because I know it is big. I mean, we still manufacture stuff, and that's what I love. We still make stuff, and we infuse top technology with that, which makes it even better. And then Catalyst helps them become even better manufacturers. So tell us, what is the impact of these companies?
Yeah, so manufacturing is our third largest sector in our region by contribution to gross regional product. It has very high average wages, among the highest of all sectors, and it has among the highest multiplier effect of any sector. So that means that for every manufacturing job, there's almost three additional jobs that are created. So as you can imagine, manufacturing has a very significant reach into our community.
And that's why Catalyst is so significant, because this has been over 25 years, Catalyst has been around helping manufacturers with this. How long has Catalyst been around? And maybe let's just start overviewing some of the key ways that you kind of interface with these important companies.
Yeah, so Catalyst is in its 29th year of service.
Whoa, so 30s, right around the corner. Are you planning something big?
Well, stay tuned. Callus Connection has been around for quite a while. We were started by the decline in the steel industry in our community to help manufacturers diversify from the steel economy and branch out into other sectors. And as you know, Jonathan, in the last 30 years, manufacturers have faced quite a few challenges in our community.
Absolutely.
And during those times, you know, we have been there to help them to diversify into certain sectors, away from certain sectors, and to continue to grow and improve and compete globally.
So let's go over some of those key services. I know everything from quality tonight, we're going to be talking about quality systems, which is just amazing, process improvements. What are some of the key things that you work with?
So it's interesting to note that we really try to organize ourselves according to the balanced scorecard for business planning. And so we help our clients grow their business. We help them find new products or find new customers, develop new products, enter new markets. We also help them with operational excellence. So we help them improve their processes, improve productivity, implement quality systems, improve their supply chains, all those kinds of things. And I would say an area that's very, very important, especially these days, is our organizational development and talent management practice. So we're helping companies be the best they can be to hire and develop the best talent for their company.
And how important is that? Because obviously at the end of the day, it is your talent that makes your company run, whether you're a manufacturing company or a tech company. That's a theme through all of our shows here on Tech Vibe Radio is talent. And you guys are working on that, I think, is just really, really important as far as that goes. And one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is this new ARC program. And you mentioned before that Catalyst was originally founded under the guise of helping manufacturers that were into the steel industry kind of move away and develop new areas of business. This is the same thing with ARCs when it comes to the coal mining, as far as that goes. So tell us about this ARCs program. I'm pretty excited to get into this tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So the ARC stands for the Appalachian Regional Commission. This is a federal agency that provides support, resources, funding to the Appalachia region. So that extends from Georgia all the way up into Pennsylvania and New York. This region has been particularly impacted by various declines in the coal industry, including both coal supply chains, you know, coal mining, coal supply chains, coal-fired power plants, and all the related activities. And so we have quite a population of manufacturers that have been impacted by the declines in this industry. And so we've worked very closely with the ARC, the ARC, to put together a program to help companies diversify, to accelerate the pace of technology, to improve their business, to create a world-class workforce, and you know, to grow and thrive in a new economy.
Without a doubt. And later tonight, we're going to be talking to Connie Palooka, who's kind of the key on that particular program. And I really want our listeners to pay attention because I think this is a really good opportunity there as far as that goes. So I think it's just very exciting. I just love the fact that everything that you guys are doing is really just it's towards helping these companies improve and find new places to sell and just to strengthen everything, which I think is just fantastic. Now, you mentioned before, 29 years, and you've been with the company for 25 years. What makes you so passionate about what you do, Patrick, to come here and do this work? I mean, obviously, you get a lot out of this. What is it that makes you and makes you fired up to come to Catalyst Connection every day?
Well, thank you, Jonathan. I think maybe we've talked about it before. Manufacturing is in my blood. My father worked in manufacturing his entire career. I started my career in manufacturing, and I really just love to see people make things, obviously. But I think what really makes me very happy and excited to be here is the number of lives, number of families that we're helping to impact with all the great jobs that are out there and all the families that are being supported by these great jobs.
That is fantastic. And it needs a person with passion like that to get behind this and do this kind of work every day, because it's one of those where it's not glorious work. You're there grinding away, getting stuff done, really being that force behind these companies so they can stand out and shine and keep growing. I think it's fantastic. And if people go to catalystconnection.org, you can learn all about Catalyst Connection. I mean, your site's really nicely laid out. It's really easy to go through all the different channels that you have and really learn how you can interface. And what I really want to remind our listeners is that these are some friendly folks here. Do not be shy to reach out to them. Everyone's like looking forward to helping. Like, give them a call. send them an email, whatever that is. Just make sure that you reach out to them, because there's a service that will apply to your business out there. And as I said, tonight we're going to be going over all those different services. We have so many great people to talk to. And I think everybody that we're talking to tonight has been with a company for long periods of time, because that really goes to show you the passion that they have in this. You're building a good organization here, Petra. What can I say?
Thank you, Jonathan. And I'd like to thank you as well and everyone at the Tech Council for helping us get the word out and to make sure that every eligible company in this community takes advantage of the resources that we have to offer.
And you're basically obviously within the, is it 10 county or 13 county area? So basically, if you're in a certain county, you work with them. Mm-hmm. But if they're not quite in the right area, you can point them to the right Industrial Resource Center that can help them out, because there's other IRCs that are similar to Catalyst that provide these services. But we say Catalyst is the best. I'll be a little biased and say that. So
Thank you, John.
We've got a great show in front of you. As I said, I'm really excited to talk more about manufacturing, because it's in my blood too. I got a bunch of manufacturers on my side of the family. I think it's just so important to our economy here, and that's why we're glad to be partnering with Catalyst Connection to bring you the show tonight, detailing all this great stuff. And just to remind everybody, the Pittsburgh Technology Council, we love helping tech companies and manufacturing companies succeed. We've been doing it since 1983, just a little bit longer than Catalyst has been doing it, but having a good time while at it. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kersting, and we'll be right back after this quick break with a whole lot more coming from Catalyst Connection. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Vibe Radio tonight. So appreciate you spending your Friday evening with us, learning about all the great things going on in Pittsburgh's technology and manufacturing communities. And tonight, as you know, we're putting a special focus on what the folks at Catalyst Connection do. They're next door neighbors to us here at the Pittsburgh Technology Council, right upstairs. And they go lock and step with many of the things that we do in Pittsburgh's technology community, because our manufacturers are so important to us. And they provide such awesome services that really keep our manufacturers at the top of their game. And one of those things is quality. Quality is everything when it comes to manufacturers. And we're going to be talking to Craig Wilson, who's the Senior Quality Process Improvement Consultant at Catalyst Connection. And I was just looking through your resume there, Craig. 25 years almost at Catalyst Connection. That's amazing stuff. You must like what you do there.
Actually, Jonathan, I love what I do. It's been, in one sense, a very short 25 years. The time's gone by very quickly, but it's certainly something I enjoy getting in and working with the manufacturers of our region.
So just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you do at Catalyst.
Well, primarily it's almost anything related to quality management systems and helping different organizations address problems or concerns with those quality management systems, whether it's implementing a complete system to comply with an ISO standard, perhaps, or the AS9100 standard, or maybe it's a unique situation with root cause corrective action or internal auditor training, something along those lines.
So I'm not overstating it when it says that quality really is the foundation of a successful manufacturer. Because at the end of the day, if your product doesn't come out and doesn't meet standards, you can't sell it.
That's very true. Very true. A lot of folks struggle with a couple of different things, either on-time delivery or quality level of the product or the service. And obviously the two are related. If they can't get the product manufactured appropriately within their facility, they're going to have trouble delivering it on time because they're remaking it or reworking the product to get it out the door. So they're like,
so why are you so passionate about quality? Obviously, being at Catalyst for 25 years, you love what you do, and I can see the passion coming from you. What is it about that gets you up and really fires you up to come to work every day like that?
Ironically, I've worked in quality assurance or quality control since 1982, I'd say. So it's been quite a while, and it fits my... I don't know. It fits me, I guess. I tend to be...
You're high quality.
I tend to be very detail-oriented, and certainly the quality management systems lead you to be detail-oriented so that you can effectively manage those systems.
Very cool. So let's just talk a little bit about what does a typical client come to you for, and who is your typical client? Obviously, a manufacturer, a certain size. Maybe set up a little scenario as to someone they find you, they got a problem to solve, and how you make that happen.
I don't know if I could really say that there is a typical client size or a typical problem.
Okay.
Actually, probably the smallest organization I worked with was one person. They were a service provider, but they needed to develop a system to comply with the ISO 17025 standard. And then on a larger scale, we've worked with companies Lockheed Martin, Mitsubishi, Kennametal, so they're all larger organizations. But typically, our client size for quality management systems seems to be in the 70, 80 employee size range. And their situations, again, can be working with a customer that is demanding that they get ISO 9001 registered, or at least encouraging them to get ISO 9001 or ISO 1345, whatever the standard is that they're dealing with. So it can be working with them to develop their quality system to meet those requirements. But then there's been some fairly bizarre projects. Went down to Barranquilla, Colombia to do a basically a second-party audit of a potential supplier for a company in the Pittsburgh region. And I've helped companies interview and hire and select quality assurance managers. It can be very pretty varied. So that's what makes it interesting. That's what's kept me hanging on for 25 years.
I was going to say just that. No, I know why you've been there for so long. You get to have a lot of fun is what it comes down to at the end of the day. So maybe let's talk a little bit about these ISO standards. Like, give our listeners a little more ideas to what they're about and what it takes for a manufacturer to meet the different levels and for them to be, you know, considered registered and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay. Well, there's in the standard, as you might know, there are a number of different considerations that organizations have to address formally. They have to conduct internal audits. They have to perform management reviews. If they're design and development responsible, they have to have a process for which they control that design and development process. They have to control non-conforming material. So there's a number of different things, regardless of the standard, whether it's for I typically refer to ISO 9001 as a plain Jane quality management system, because other industries, the aviation, space, and defense has the AS 9100 standard. They add additional things to the ISO standard, and they modify it a little bit as well. Same thing with the medical device industry for 1345 and the automotive industry, the IATF 6949 standard. Same sort of thing. They add a bunch of things to the ISO 9001 standard, which is a good foundational document.
Just reminding our listeners, we're talking to Craig Wilson from Catalyst Connection. He's their Senior Quality Process Improvement Consultant. And these quality standards, like I said, so foundational to these companies. Now, there's a reason why people come to Catalyst, because, I mean, obviously you provide some of the absolute top-notch consulting services, and you're able to do it at a much more competitive price because of the way you guys are structured. So tell me a little bit about, like, as someone approaches you to do this, what's the process like? I mean, obviously these standards are very rigorous, so it takes time. So this isn't something you just stop in and 2 weeks later you got certification. There's a very lengthy process, and you help guide them through the way. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. If it's a brand new client, typically what we do, what I do, is work with them to flowchart their processes so that they really understand what they do day in and day out, and then on occasion for those exceptional situations as well. And it is sometimes surprising that they don't realize the extra things that they do that don't add value to the process, so that we can eliminate some of those non-value-added activities as we're mapping out those processes, and then obviously make sure that those processes do in fact comply with the ISO standard requirements.
It's a true journey that you're taking these clients through as you do this. And you really become close with these clients. And I know that, like, obviously you develop such strong relationships that they come back to you for more. I remember earlier before we came on air, you were telling me a little bit about, you have some companies where, you know, they come in for one standard, and 3 or 4 years later, they're looking at a new market, they come back to you to get that higher certification. Tell me about that.
That's true. Pittsburgh Plastics Manufacturing, ironically, they're not in Pittsburgh, they're up in Butler, but they contacted Catalyst Connection, I'll say roughly a decade ago, for ISO 9001 registration, and then probably 4 or 5 years after they had obtained their ISO registration, one of their customers in an international customer came back to them and said, hey, we really consider your product to be a medical device. We want you to obtain ISO 1345 registration if you intend to continue to sell your products to us. So that's one example. There are a number of companies that I regularly conduct internal auditor training for them. It might be every 18 months, it might be every 2 years, but I go in and I do internal auditor training on a very regular basis.
I love it. That's what makes Catalyst so special in the marketplace as far as that goes. If people learn more about that, they go to catalystconnection.org. And there's a whole part on the website about how you help people with quality, which I think is fantastic. And I really encourage people, don't be shy. Like, if you're a one-person shop, like you said, give them a call. You can be helpful. It's just a conversation, and it kind of gets that rolling as far as it goes. And anything we haven't talked about that you think people should know about Catalyst or just quality standards in general that we haven't really talked about?
One brief thing that we did not touch base on is one of the things that I think helps Catalyst or myself provide the services that we do is I do registration and surveillance audits, primarily for the AS9100, the standard that's for the aviation space and defense standard. But that puts me into organizations not only in the States but internationally, and I get to see a lot of things. I get to learn a lot of things that I can then come back and help the clients in southwestern Pennsylvania implement here at home.
I love it. Fantastic stuff. Once again, we were talking to Craig Wilson, the Senior Quality and Process Improvement Consultant at Catalyst Connection. And I really encourage everyone, go to catalystconnection.org and snoop around the website. There's so many different areas in which they can help your manufacturing company succeed. And we have more of this coming your way. Like I said, the whole show dedicated to what these guys are doing right upstairs from us here at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. If you want to learn more about the ways that the PTC can help you, go to pghtech.org and check us out, and then follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Tech. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and we'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back, everybody. So glad you're joining us tonight, this Friday, on Tech Vibe Radio. And tonight, you know, we're putting a special focus on our neighbors right upstairs from us at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We are talking to Catalyst Connection. What a great organization. They've been partners with us, I think, for almost 30 years now. I mean, these guys, I think, are 28 years in the making and really making just a serious impact on the community here. I mean, you're looking at, over the past 28 years, them working with 1,700 manufacturers. In 2016 alone, 184 manufacturers had projects with Catalyst Connection. That's doing everything from, like, continuous improvement, which we'll be nerding out on in a minute with our guest here, Eric McDonald. But you name it, technology, integration, you name it, these guys can help a manufacturer with it. And through that, we're looking at, like, almost 958 jobs created, $23 million in additional investments made. Serious impact here, and that's what Catalyst Connection is all about. And if you go to catalystconnection.org, you can check them out and really learn more in more detail how they're able to help manufacturing companies succeed. And before we get into the interview here, we got a little news we got to take care of. I have to remind everybody, the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Tech 50 Awards is happening October the 12th, and we do honor a manufacturing category there because manufacturing and technology is like peanut butter and jelly. They make a great sandwich. They go together. We positively love it. So as I mentioned before, we're talking about continuous improvement, something that everybody needs to do, especially manufacturers, if they're going to remain competitive and be in the marketplace. And that's why we're talking to Eric McDonald. He's the Senior Continuous Improvement Consultant here at Catalyst Connection. So, Eric, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your day to talk to us for this show. Glad to talk to you. Glad to meet you. What's going on? Tell us about yourself real quick.
Glad to be here. Yeah. So I've been with Catalyst Connection now for 4.5 years.
Nice.
I've been in the lean practice area ever since I started.
Okay.
So that's ranging from everything from Six Sigma and lean tools all the way out to process improvements and IT help.
And IT help. I like it. Now, this is fundamental core stuff to manufacturers. Just tell us a little bit, like, how does Catalyst work with manufacturers in this particular area?
My specific area is we look at each of the organization's processes. When we say processes, yeah, it's doctor to doctor. So marketing and sales all the way through manufacturing, quality, and shipping.
Interesting.
And we try to find out where their waste or their non-value-added activities are and work with the customer in order to reduce or eliminate them so they add more value from the customer's perspective.
So when you roll into these places, you get to have a lot of fun. You're looking at everything they do, and you can tell them, you can't do this, but do more of that, less of this, more of that, more of this, less of that.
So the TV show, This Is How It's Made?
Yes.
We do that every day, because every time we go somewhere, it's like, oh, that's how you do that. So
Excellent.
It's really cool.
So you get to have a lot of fun, because you have a different customer all the time. You're learning all different sorts of processes. No wonder why you've been here for 4 years sticking around doing this.
Yeah.
They're paying you to have fun.
Yeah.
I like it. Absolutely. So in particular, let's talk about CATA. K-A-T-A. What does CATA stand for?
Well, CATA doesn't stand for anything.
Okay.
It is a Japanese word that stands for direction or form.
Excellent.
So if you look at the history of it, it comes from karate. So there are 27 katas in karate, which are basically moves that the student is taught so that in battle, every move is a habit or second nature. They don't think about
it. Think about it. It just happens.
Right. So some researchers from the University of Michigan were trying to figure out why Toyota in Kentucky was successful in introducing lean tools and other companies in the United States were not, because until this point, all companies would copy and paste Toyota into their facilities, and they would get modest gains for a little bit, but then they would always return back.
They're not seeing the full result as far as it is.
Not the full result and not sustainable.
So but it doesn't quite work. So you're trying to figure out a way to make that sustainable and to work just the way it does in the Toyota factory.
So the research came out, it was their patterns of behavior.
Okay.
Their ability to try something different, or they actually call it scientific thinking.
I like it. Very cool.
This is where I'm at today. This is where I want to get.
Okay.
How do I get there? I don't know. I experiment my way to that new target condition.
Oh, that's interesting. So experimenting means along the way you'll find some wins and some losses, but you got to keep moving and keep course correcting along the way.
Right. So prior to this, specifically here at Catalyst, it was we played whack-a-mole with some of our clients.
Okay.
We would do lean tools where we thought would make the biggest impact.
But right.
We would just hit all those moles, but the system as a whole was not getting healthy. So CODA is a systematic approach to make the whole system healthy, and everyone is constantly learning, or in the word of direction and form, learning how to become and maintain scientific thinking and maintain the continuous improvement.
Okay.
So I'm trying something different every day.
I love it. Well, that's got to make, I guess there's a couple things going on here. I mean, from the manufacturer's got to be like really committed to this, because obviously they're completely changing the way they're going to be doing things. So there's probably a cultural shift you have to manage as far as this goes. And then the whole idea that, you know, you've got to commit to this for the long haul. This isn't something that you implement and 6 weeks later we're done. So it becomes something that becomes probably a long cycle, I would have to assume.
Right. Most of my engagements right now are going on the year and year and a half term when it comes to CODA coaching. So there's different levels. You always have a learner or the person you're trying to coach.
Okay.
There's the first coach, or that would be someone like the direct supervisor.
Right.
That are asking them and coaching them on their patterns. And then the second coach, which is where we come in, where we monitor the coaching and the learning and the process.
Okay.
And we introduce, a person might say, if I had a better organized workplace, I could do more.
Okay.
So the next experiment is, well, how do we organize? I don't know, let's do some 5S. Right? So we use these as opportunities to, instead of us telling the companies what they should do, they're telling us what they need.
Interesting.
So
it's a back and forth have going on there.
So now everyone is, it's a more win-win all around, because tell me what you want. I have all this knowledge and everything that we can implement into your organization, but we got to make it what's right for you rather than copying what Toyota did.
That is so interesting, because I know a lot of times back in the old school days, someone come in and say, you do this, this, and this, and then you're going to be great, and you implement it because I'm the genius. And
old school days,
we know,
6 years ago.
Well, that's what's so cool. It's changing so quickly.
Right.
And for us to get the word out that you're able to offer this to manufacturers, I think is just absolutely fantastic, because it has to be game-changing, because literally to gain efficiencies, it's life or death for some of these companies. They need this competitive advantage, and this is happening. I'm just reminding everyone, we're talking to Eric McDonald, the Senior Continuous Improvement Consultant here at Catalyst Connection. Learn more at catalystconnection.org. So as you're moving in on these engagements, what's the typical size of a company that will call you in for this? Is this a mom and pop shop, or is this like large organizations, divisions within organizations? Who typically engages at this level?
Usually it's probably more than 50 people.
Okay.
Up to whatever size, thousands.
Okay.
Most of the people that we work with right now are between the 50 and 150 range.
Right.
And it's very successful. It seems that we tried to do it in a large organization.
Okay.
And the cultural or corporate behemoth that corporations become find it difficult to make decisions and try things and experiment on a daily basis. So actually the smaller types of organizations are prime for this.
I like it. Yeah, they're a little more nimble.
Yeah.
They can turn the ship a little faster if they need to. And I'm assuming as you're doing this, you're probably winning some advocates really quickly, because you're empowering some people. They start seeing some results almost immediately, like little wins, and it gets them probably really fired up, and it just builds momentum.
Right. So working with one of our clients. They're headquartered out of Germany.
Okay.
And their president and CEO caught me.
He caught you?
Yeah, on the way through the facility. And his exact statement says, I don't know what this Kata stuff is, but I will stand on the highest mountain and preach it. Because one of the workers tried an experiment, and they moved the water tank from the floor to a shelf.
Okay.
So it added pressure so they didn't have to pull the water from the floor.
Okay.
It saved 2 minutes per unit.
Okay.
They made 18,000 units a year. So he's like, you saved us 36,000 minutes a year.
Wow.
Just by asking them to try something different. He's like,
That's amazing.
Is worth it.
So. I was going to say, he's like, you just saved him $1 million probably right there just by moving a tank up.
Right.
So I guess when they see that, they're like, what else can we be doing?
Exactly.
And people, they start going nuts like that, right?
And it's not just the manufacturing. It's also the sales process,
okay.
engineering process, design processes. There's Kata in healthcare, Kata in education.
Wow. I love it. So you can scale this to any sort of operation.
Anything that has a process, this can be implemented to.
I love it. Is there like a master like Kata kind of like headquarters or website? If people want to go check that out, they could say, I can learn all about how Kata works, or is that just go to Catalyst and check you guys out?
I think you should go to Catalyst first.
I think so too. Absolutely.
Yeah, but there are multiple YouTube sites.
Yeah.
The one specifically for education is katainthclassroom.com,
okay.
I believe.
Okay, excellent. Because I think it'd be great if people got a little more of a taste of it, and they know they're like, I really want to do this, and you go to Catalyst Connection to do this. And what's great is you guys are able to do this at a much better rate than anyone else out there, because you're in this as a way to really help the manufacturers. It's not about pure profit for you guys. It's about making an impact in the manufacturing community, which is what makes Catalyst very unique when it comes to offering these types of services.
Correct.
I love it, man. How cool is that?
Right. And on September 21st, we're having a Kata Practitioner Day, which is open to the general public.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We need people to know. So September 21st
is actually at the Tech Council room.
Oh, we're doing our resource room right downstairs from you guys.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys down there.
Hopefully.
Maybe give us some Kata tips in the resource room if we move our TV a little to the left.
Right.
we'll
so our keynote
efficient.
Speaker will be talking about how adult learners change their patterns of behaviors.
Okay.
And then we have multiple speakers from education, manufacturing, and industrial supplier areas. Even someone from a dairy is coming to say how Kata
works. Comes right across. Oh, that is so fantastic. I'll tell you what, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. You got me all fired up. I want to learn more about this, and I encourage our listeners to learn more about it too. Go to catalystconnection.org and you can totally nerd out over there and have a great time. Just reminding everybody, Tech Vibe Radio, every single Friday night, we love bringing the best of what's happening in Pittsburgh's technology and manufacturing worlds. Like I said, it's the peanut butter and jelly. They go together. You really can't have one without the other, without a doubt. And just remind everybody, the Tech 50 Awards, they are happening October the 12th. It's right around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. Go to pghtech.org to learn more about that. And there's a manufacturing category, as always. It's our 21st year doing it. Can you believe that, Eric?
21st.
I'm telling you, man, we love honoring some of these top companies. So we're coming back with more action from Catalyst Connection. I swear, we're going to be talking to Connie Palooka next, and she is leading up this new ARC grant that you have to learn more about. So stay tuned right here. This is Jonathan Kirsten with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. So glad you're able to join us tonight here on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsten with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And as you know, tonight's show, we are talking 100% dedicated to Catalyst Connection, our neighbors upstairs. And I'm learning so much about what Catalyst does to help manufacturing companies succeed. It always blows my mind as to all the good work that they're doing up there. And really, it's the impact at the end of the day that you're seeing from this organization that I just find just totally fascinating. And just to remind our listeners, you know, for 28 years, Catalyst Connection has been in business with a dedicated focus of helping manufacturers in southwestern Pennsylvania. And I think they've had more than 1,700 manufacturing engagements over the years. That's a lot. That's a lot of help being doled out there, without a doubt. And so the results really speak for themselves. And I really encourage everyone to go to catalystconnection.org to learn more about them. And I want to remind everybody just one more time, because it is that time of year, our Tech 50 Awards. I can't say it enough. I always got to plug our Tech 50 Awards. They're happening on October the 12th. If you go to pghtech.org, you can learn more about the 50 fastest growing, most innovative tech and manufacturing companies that we have here in southwestern Pennsylvania. And as I promised before in last segment, we are talking to Connie Palooka here. She is the Managing Director of Regional Initiatives here at Catalyst Connection. So, hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan.
I'm really looking forward to it as far as that goes. And so, quickly, what's your background, and what makes you so passionate about the work that you do?
Well, I've been with Catalyst for 12 years.
Okay.
Prior to that, I spent over 25 years in industry. Lot of that, I started my career on the technical side of the house, but the bulk of it was spent directing global sales forces.
Nice.
So helping companies,
largely
small and mid-sized companies, helping them significantly increase their business. And in the latter part of my career, I led up a new team for strategic initiatives.
Okay.
Like a lot of companies, I was, you know, they go away for a week, they develop this beautiful strategic plan, they come back to their day job, the plan goes into a drawer, and then they pull it out a year later and wonder why didn't we get anything done? I don't understand.
Oh, it happens everywhere.
So this new department was formed that I led for strategic initiatives, and we were charged with implementing the strategic initiatives.
So it
crossed everything from product development, manufacturing, sales, the whole gamut.
Very cool.
And what's great about where I'm at Catalyst is I lead a lot of our regional initiatives at Catalyst and just work with companies one-on-one to help them basically grow their top line.
And you get to see that impact. That's what probably so much fun for you, is that you get to see the results of your work pretty quick sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's got to be really fulfilling, knowing that you're helping make a difference there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Catalyst does. And we're gonna talk about the ARC Power Mini Grant, which I think this is such a cool grant. And I'm really excited to get our listeners in the know about this. So fill us in. What exactly is the ARC Power Mini Grant program?
Well, it's really started with the downturn in coal and the negative impact it was having on a lot of regional manufacturers.
Yeah, and it happened very quickly, too.
It did happen very quickly, and we saw companies of all sizes were really hit hard by this.
Absolutely.
In some cases, they lost 70% of their business.
Wow.
Almost overnight.
I mean, that's something where you close your doors pretty fast if you can't do something quickly.
Yes, yes. Some of them were really struggling. So this mini grant is used to help them basically diversify their business. And that can be done in many ways. It can be really focused on helping them move into new markets or build share in new markets. It could be more on the operational side to help them improve their operations so they're securing their role in current supply chains that they're currently playing in other than coal.
Right.
Or as well as helping them position them to move into new supply chains. And also product development, helping them develop new processes and technologies.
So you're hitting all the angles when it comes to getting new revenue in the door, new customers in the door for these manufacturers, as far as that goes. Now Catalyst actually facilitates this through the Appalachian Regional Commission, right? Hence the ARC, the ARC, as far as that goes. And then how much longer is left on this grant? It's coming down. There's a few months left for people to apply for this. How is that working?
Well, it's a 2-year initiative.
Okay.
So we have, essentially, we still have another
4 year at least.
Another 4 year.
Excellent.
Correct.
Very cool. And so this is basically through the 10 counties of southwestern Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the process, like maybe some of the criteria. So if someone wants to learn to get more of an idea as to whether they can apply for this, if it makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
What are the criteria? What do you have to do in order to access this funding? And approximately how much funding are companies eligible for?
Well, the mini grant itself is up to $10,000.
Okay.
And it can be used to pay for a third of their project cost, whatever that project
Excellent.
Is.
Excellent.
So let's say if the project in its entirety is $30,000, they can access the full mini grant for $10,000.
Excellent.
In order to apply for the grants, they need to have been impacted in some way by the coal industry.
Okay. How do they show the impact from that?
Just
by a survey. Okay.
Yes.
Like, has your business dropped 50% because you lost 3 customers
that
were
that.
Coal? Yeah, exactly. It's like
that.
check. Okay.
Yes. Meet
the
criteria. Sometimes it's a direct customer, and sometimes it's their customer's customer.
Absolutely.
Business is dropped, and the reason it's dropped because the coal industry.
Absolutely.
So aside from being in the 10 counties and being impacted, those are the two largest criteria.
Two largest criteria as far as that goes. Interesting. Now, what is the time frame? How long does it take for the funds to become available, like to go through the process? Does it take a while, or is it something that can happen relatively quickly?
It actually happens relatively quickly. So there's a survey they would complete and an application, which is pretty much just some demographic information as well as what is the assistance that they need. And Catalyst will work with them to develop the kind of assess what their situation is and develop a scope of work for the particular project. And then once all of that is done and a proposal is signed, we submit it to SPC, who's our partner.
Right.
And usually a decision is within 1-2 weeks max.
Excellent. So you're not waiting for 6 months to get a project started. I guess they realize the importance of this and that speed is of the essence for a lot of these projects.
And in addition to the grant funds, they also get an assessment at no charge.
Okay.
So this assessment can take many forms. It could be an operational assessment. It could be something that we call a roadmap for growth. I'm the consultant that's working with them, and I've got one client that they were really heavily hit by the downturn in coal because that was probably 90% of their business.
Exactly.
And they're looking at, okay, how do we diversify into some new markets? The roadmap for growth, not only, it looks at 4 different areas. It looks at how effective are they in terms of strategic marketing, really building their strategy and executing on that. How effective are they in the sales area and the way they go about doing sales? Are they using, strategic account management? Do they have a sales manager, and how effective is that individual in the role?
Excellent.
We look at innovation, and innovation can be different things to different companies. If they're a discrete product manufacturer, it may be that they're actually developing new products or services.
Makes sense.
But perhaps they're more of a metalworking type of company. In their case, innovation is when do we add new capabilities, new equipment.
Okay.
So it's how do they make the right decisions, so they make smart decisions. And then we look at culture. And all of this is really, are they ready for growth? Do we need to improve in some of these areas so that they're successful in their growth plan, their diversification plan?
Interesting.
And those assessments are at no charge.
Oh, so that's fantastic. That's some critical stuff. I mean, you could start turning things up that you could then put them onto other services or things that are available to really help them move on to that next level and keep growing.
Yes.
Keep being in business, keep hiring people, paying taxes, like all that kind of stuff. That is fantastic. Maybe just talk to us a little bit more about a typical company that's gone through the process, and how they maybe use the funds towards improving a website or connecting into some other supply chains.
Well, there's one company that I'm working with right now, and we did the roadmap for growth assessment, and there were several pieces that information that came out of that.
Excellent.
This particular company, they really didn't do a lot of marketing to begin with because they were well known in the coal mining was their bread and butter.
Their bread and butter, but everywhere else, people didn't know who they were, right? Okay.
So, marketing. Right now, we're really working on beefing up their marketing and how they're positioning themselves and what the value is, particularly as they move into new markets. So that's one piece, and part of that is developing a new website for them. Really
key
optimizing
piece of your marketing
that.
Right there, and then optimizing it, which you have all those skills and services here at Catalyst.
And the other thing is they're in the process of developing a new product for oil and gas, which is their number one market that we're targeting.
Okay.
And this new product is going to be launching in September. So right now we're in the midst of putting the final touches on the launch strategy.
Very cool.
And so what do we need to be doing now that we're in the pre-launch phase,
the launch, and
then post-launch so that we're successful in really getting this product to market?
But that's so exciting to be able to help a company that and know that we're going to play a really big role in being able to help them attack a new market and keep moving forward.
I just love it.
Just think that is just absolutely, absolutely fantastic. So once again, people want to learn more about it, they go to catalystconnection.org under your regional initiatives part of your site. You can learn more about this ARCS program. And I really encourage more people to go and look at it because there's funding there that's available, and it's there to help these companies. And you might be one of those companies out there. So please give them a ring as far as that goes. So we've got about a minute or so left, Connie. Just tell me a little bit more about Catalyst itself. When you come to work every day, you get to have a lot of fun. I've been telling everyone here they get to have a lot of fun because of the impact that you make. What is it that really just fires you up to come to work here every day?
Well, this is by far, I think, my favorite job that I've had in my career. And
Fantastic. It's
because of the variety. No day is like the previous
exactly.
day.
You always have a different customer to work with.
Every company that I work with is different. Their problems are different. And one of things that I've always been good at is problem solving.
Okay.
So if a company wants to grow their top line, helping them figure out how do we make this happen? How do we do this?
Absolutely.
You know, or is it by selling more to existing customers, or do we need to move into new markets? Do we
right.
need to develop new products? Do we need to build alliances in some way?
Exactly.
So to me, that I just get a charge out of that.
Without a doubt. And that's why you have me charged up. Everyone who we've talked to tonight, everyone just has such skills and they bring such a presence, and they can really help manufacturers. Once again, to remind everyone, go to callousconnection.org and learn more about them. I've had way too much fun talking to you guys tonight. Thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate it. Just to remind everyone, every single Friday night, we bring you a little Tech Vibe Radio. We'll talk about all the great things happening in Pittsburgh's technology and manufacturing communities. And once again, callousconnection.org, check them out. And while you're at it, go to pghtech.org. We love helping tech companies succeed. We've been doing it since 1983. It's our passion. It's what we do 24/7. Learn more about us also by going to Twitter at pghtech. After that, have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And this has been Jonathan Kirsting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.